So, hi, I'm Ben Burch. I've been working for 25 years on the Thunderbird project, pretty exactly by now. I was a member of the Thunderbird Council, the leadership committee, but I'm speaking here for myself and not for the Thunderbird project. I've been for a long time consultant and helping many companies use Mozilla products in code in their products. And more to the point of this talk, I've been involved in four different OAuth implementations specifically for mail clients. One was for the largest German internet provider. Two are products of my own company, and I was a reviewer of the OAuth 2 implementation in Thunderbird. I've been implementing the IMAP, POP3, and SMTP authentication logic in Thunderbird, meaning like server capabilities, authentication methods, password prompt, and so on, and the account creation dialog, including the auto configuration and the protocol on that. So, about auto configuration. So, this talk has two parts. First, I'm talking about auto configuration and then multi-factor authentication in email. Auto configuration. Auto config is a protocol which allows the user, if he sets up an email client, to only enter the email address and the password and completely automatically set up the email account. He doesn't have to enter anything else, just email address and password. And we find out the configuration completely automatically from that. The user doesn't have to enter any host name, authentication method, CRAM5, whatever. How do we do that? The email address is ben@example.com. So example.com is the email provider. So we just take example.com and get the config from that. Email is supposed to be federated, so we ask directly the email provider, do you have a configuration for us? So there's a well-known URL, autoconfig.domain/.wellknown./something. And we ask, is there a config there? And it's simply a static file. So you can just create the static file once manually. You put it on your web server at the specific location. And all you need is a web server. You don't need any other server-side software for this. But of course, not all ISPs in the world are going to support that. Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, etc., they don't have this config. So as a fallback, we have a database. This database contains pretty much all ISPs in the world. I had to go and search the configuration for every ISP manually in the support documents, put it in machine-readable format, when possible, test it, and put it in a database. Other people helped, of course, with that. So the result is, in this database, you find the configuration for almost all ISPs in the world. If the ISP has more than 0.1% market share, it's most likely in there. But that still doesn't cover corporate domains, company domains, custom domains. So my example.com is not covered by this. So what we do is an MX lookup. So we make what is the MX for example.com? And we find, oh, it's mx.dreamhost.com. So we look up the configuration for Dreamhost or Office 365. And we got the config this way. This protocol is an internet draft right now. The goal is to make this an internet standard. There is a draft for it. You find this on this URL here. And if an email client implements this protocol and you follow this protocol as it's written down there, you can set up more than 80% of the email addresses fully automatically. So more than 80% of your users don't have to do anything else than just username and password, email address and password. How does it look like? This is how it looks like. And the first reaction I will get is, yuck, XML, whoa. Today I would use JSON, of course. That was 15 years ago. It was a good choice at the time. It still has some advantages. But this is roughly how it looks like. We're going to look at the details. So it starts